So this is an extract from the beginning of the story Gooseberries, which forms one of a trilogy of stories that Chekhov wrote at his country estate in the late 1890s. It's about two friends who are going hunting on a rather overcast day. In fact, it starts raining. They drop in on their friend Alyokhin. Alyokhin's very pleased to see them. He wants to go for a wash in the bathing pool, and the friends join him. So this is from the point where they all go swimming. There is another character who appears along with Alyokhin and the friends, Burkin and Ivan Ivanich, and that's the beautiful Pelagaya, who is the servant. The beautiful Pelagaya, so delicate and gentle-looking, brought towels and soap, and Alyokhin and his guests went down to the bathing hut. "Yes, I haven't had a wash in ages," he said as he undressed. "I've got a wonderful place for bathing, as you can see. My father set it up, but I never seem to have the time to wash." He sat down on the step, putting soap on his long hair and on his neck, and the water round him turned brown. "Yes, I have to admit," said Ivan Ivanich meaningfully, as he eyed his head. "Haven't washed in ages," repeated Alyokhin sheepishly, as he soaped himself again, the water round him this time turning indigo like ink. Ivan Ivanich came out of the hut, plunged noisily into the water, and started swimming about in the rain, taking large strokes with his arms and producing waves on which tossed white water lilies. He swam right into the middle of the river, then dived down and came up in another place a minute later. Then he swam further out and kept diving underwater, trying to reach the bottom. "Oh my goodness," he kept repeating in deep enjoyment. "Goodness me." He swam up to the windmill, had a chat with the peasants there, and then turned round and lay floating on his back in the middle of the river with his face upturned beneath the rain. Burkin and Alyokhin had already got dressed and were ready to go, but he was still swimming about and diving underwater. "Oh my goodness," he was saying, "goodness gracious me." "Come on, that's enough," Burkin shouted out to him. They returned to the house, and only when they had lit the lamp in the large drawing room upstairs, and Burkin and Ivan Ivanich were sitting in armchairs dressed in silk robes and warm shoes, and Alyokhin was walking about the room freshly washed and with his hair brushed in a new frock coat, clearly enjoying the feeling of being warm and clean and wearing dry clothes and light shoes, and the beautiful Pelagaya was offering tea with jam on a tray, treading noiselessly on the carpet and smiling gently, only then did Ivan Ivanich begin his story. And it seemed that it was not just Burkin and Alyokhin listening to it, but also the young and old ladies and officers who were looking at them sternly and calmly from their golden frames.